Well, let's check in Georgia now, where over 1,200 people have tested positive for the coronavirus. 40 have died from the disease it causes, COVID-19. Stephen Fowler is with Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Stephen, at least 50% of Americans are under stay-at-home orders. Georgia hasn't issued one. Why not?
Well, Robin, see, Georgia has been a little bit slower to enact these things because there are a lot of rural parts of the state where the economy needs to keep going and that there aren't that many cases. But what Governor Brian Kemp has done has ordered people who are deemed medically fragile, cancer patients, older Georgians, to stay at home for a couple weeks and has shut down bars. But so far, that's about all of the statewide restrictions that have happened.
Well, experts caution that there may not be cases there now, but there will soon be. Georgia did put off its presidential primary yesterday, though. What's happening instead?
Well, Georgia postponed the presidential primary until a May federal primary date because a lot of poll workers in Georgia are older and there's concerns about the virus spreading. And yesterday, the Secretary of State did say that every active registered voter in Georgia will get an absentee ballot application so that they can send that back and vote by mail if they want to avoid voting in person. But in-person voting should still be an option.
Very briefly, we know in Southwest Georgia, you had one person attending two funerals and started a hot spot. Just briefly, what do we know there?
Well, right now, Phoebe Putney Memorial Hospital in Albany in Southwest Georgia says they have at least 150 cases that they've tested positive. 1,000 people are waiting for tests, and the disease is spreading through that community because restrictions weren't put in place in time.
Well, yes, you know, as we said. Reporter Stephen Fowler with Georgia Public Broadcasting giving us a sense of what's going on in that state, which has not declared stay-at-home orders yet for its residents. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.